天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。朋友们，我们都很熟悉这么一首歌，故我高声称颂主十架，在主台前见父面，那时听他说忠心仆人，十字架可换公义冠冕。你一定会好奇，公义冠冕是指什么呢？基督徒都向往当那天回天家的时候是荣荣耀耀的回去，在主施恩审判的时候可以得着神给的奖赏和冠冕。我们知道奖赏，但是应该大部分人都没有戴过冠冕。冠冕又象征着什么呢？那上次麦克牧师提到了在末日信徒会得到五种冠冕的赏赐，那么就让我们一起去听一听吧。
Welcome, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你。
Thank you very much for tuning in.
很感谢你收听这个节目。
In the last message, I spoke to you on the words of Jesus, occupy till I come.
上一次我讲到耶稣说要努力做工，直到我来这个话题。
And in that message, I mentioned the five crowns that await the faithful believer in heaven.
在信息中我曾提到在天上有五种冠冕要留给那些忠心的基督徒。
In today's message, I'll explain the meaning of these five crowns.
今天我就要讲解这五种冠冕是什么。
The Bible tells us about five crowns that believers can receive on that great day.
圣经告诉我们在末日有五种冠冕要赏赐给信徒。
And by the way,I have a big surprise for you about these crowns at the end of the message.
哦，对了，在今天信息结束前，我还要告诉你一件关于这些冠冕的事，是出乎你意料之外的。
So be listening very carefully.
所以，请仔细地听。
Crowns in the Bible are symbols of honor.
在圣经里，冠冕是尊荣的象征。
Honor that the faithful believers will receive from the Lord Himself.
忠心的信徒要从主那里得到尊贵和荣耀。
So the first crown is the crown of victory.
因此，第一种是胜利的冠冕。
The crown of victory is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 to 27.
在哥林多前书九章二十五到二十七节里提到这种胜利的冠冕。
Let's read it together.
我们一起来读。哥林多前书第九章第二十五到二十七节。凡教理争胜的，诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑，不像无定向的；我斗拳，不像打空气的。我是攻克己身，叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
In Paul's time, the Corinthians were well acquainted with the Olympic Games.
在保罗的时代，哥林多人都很熟悉奥林匹克运动会。
But they were even more acquainted with the Athenian Games.
但他们更熟悉本地区所举办的运动会。
Which were held in Corinth every year.
这种运动会每年都要在哥林多举行。
Athletes who participated in these annual games worked hard for 10 months a year.
运动员每年都要为这个运动会艰苦训练十个月。
The training was very vigorous.
训练是相当吃力的。
These athletes were either in the gym or in a track and field, several hours a day for 10 months a year.
运动员每天都要花上好几个小时在体育馆或田径场里锻炼十个月。
Why did they train so hard?
他们为什么要接受这么严格的训练呢？
Because each of them was hoping to win a prize.
因为每一个人都想获胜，得奖赏。
Yet out of the large number that trained hard and worked out daily, only one could win.
但是在众多每天刻苦训练的运动员当中，只有一个人会获胜。
And what did they win?
奖品是什么呢？
A crown that was made of leaves.
就是一个用树叶做成的花冠。
How long would that crown last?
这个冠冕能维持多久呢？
A few days.
只是几天而已。
Paul is saying that these athletes work hard for 10 months a year to get a crown of leaves that would soon die.
保罗说这些运动员为了一个几天就会枯干的冠冕而每年刻苦训练十个月。
Contestants wanted that wreath because of the honor associated with the award.
竞赛者之所以想得到这个花环，就是因为它象征着荣誉。
And yet their honor would soon be forgotten.
然而他们的荣誉很快就会被忘记。
The cheers would soon die down.
喝彩声转眼就会消失。
The fame would soon fade away.
名誉在瞬间就会凋谢。
The sense of accomplishment would quickly disappear.
成就感也会很快烟消云散。
And besides that, only one person could win.
况且只有一个人可能获胜。
Now contrast that with the crown that God has for everyone who diligently serves the Lord.
与这种冠冕相比，神所要赐给那些为主殷勤做工的人的冠冕。
Not just one person can win.
不是只为一个人准备的奖赏。
But everyone who gives of themselves to Jesus' work can win.
而是为每一位尽忠服侍他的人准备的。
That means everyone who sacrifices for Jesus' kingdom.
就是那些为耶稣基督的国度把自己献给神的人。
It means that everyone who strives for the glory of God.
也就是说，每一位努力工作、荣耀神的人
，Everyone who guards against the evil one，
每一位不给那恶者留地步的人
，Everyone who wins victory over temptation，
每一位在试探中得胜的人
，Everyone can win，
每一位这样的人都能得到奖赏。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend，
亲爱的朋友，我来问你一个问题。
Do you pour out your time and your energy for Jesus?
你是否把时间精力完全交给主支配，让主使用呢？
Because that's what really ultimately will count.
因为在末日审判的时候，这是最关键的一点。
At the Bema seat of Christ,
在基督的审判台前
，earthly wreaths,
属世的花环。
And trophies,
奖杯
and the plaques,
奖牌
and the cheers of the crowd,
群众的喝彩
they will all be forgotten.
这一切都会被遗忘
But what was done for Christ will never, never, never be forgotten for eternity.
但为耶稣基督所做的将存到永永远远不被忘记。
And here's the good news.
好消息是
Every one of us has the opportunity of winning the victor's crown.
我们每个人都有机会能得到这种胜利之冠。
But only when you choose to place God first in your life.
但是你必须让神在你生命中居首位。
Only then can you win the victor's crown.
只有这样你才能得到胜利的冠冕。
Secondly, there is the crown of righteousness.
第二种冠冕是公义的冠冕。
This crown is reserved for all who are looking forward to the return of Christ.
这种冠冕是为那些盼望基督再来的信徒预备的。
This crown is reserved for all who are living and working with the expectation of seeing Jesus face to face.
它是为那些盼望见主面并为他活的人存留的。
Paul, who was totally occupied with the thought of seeing the Lord Jesus Christ face to face,
保罗深盼与主耶稣基督面对面相会的那一天。
Could say in 2 Timothy 4:8,
所以他在提摩太后书第四章八节说
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord the righteous judge will award me on that day.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
And not only to me, but also all who have longed for his appearing.
不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Are you looking forward to the return of the Lord Jesus?
你盼望耶稣基督的再次降临吗？
Then this crown is going to be ready for you when you get to heaven.
那么这冠冕也同样在天上为你存留。
Then there is the third crown, which is the crown of life.
我们现在来看看第三种冠冕，就是生命的冠冕。
Listen to what James said in James chapter 1 verse 12.
雅各书一章十二节里这样说。
Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
This crown is for all those who have endured humiliation for the sake of Christ.
这冠冕是为那些因基督的缘故忍受羞辱的人准备的。
This crown is for all those who have endured persecution for the sake of Christ.
这冠冕是为那些因信耶稣基督而受逼迫的人预备的。
This crown is for all who have suffered hardships that are not of their own doing.
这冠冕是为那些为主遭受患难之人所存留的，而不是那些因自己的恶行自作自受的人。
This crown is for all who suffered injustice for Jesus' sake.
这冠冕是为那些因信耶稣基督而受到不公平待遇之人所准备的。
James is saying to them, Jesus is promising you the crown of life.
雅各告诉我们，耶稣应许要赐给你们生命的冠冕。
God is not going to overlook your suffering.
神不会忽视你所遭受的痛苦。
God is not going to forget your pain.
神不会忘记你的苦情。
God is going to crown you with a very special crown.
神特别为你预备了冠冕。
And it is called the crown of life.
就是生命的冠冕。
The fourth crown is the crown of rejoicing.
第四种冠冕是喜乐的冠冕。
This crown is reserved for all who are soul winners.
这是专门为那些传福音救灵魂的基督徒存留的。
This crown is reserved for all who have prayed for and led others to Christ.
就是那些借祷告把众人带到基督面前的人。
This crown is reserved for all who have persevered with their friends and neighbors and co-workers and led them to the Lord.
这冠冕是专为那些努力把朋友、邻居、同事带到基督面前来的人所准备的。
Listen to what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 2:19.
请听保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十九节说。
For what is our hope? Our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes, is it not you?
我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
For those of you parents who have led your children to the Lord,
凡是做父母的，如果你把自己的儿女带到神面前，
you will receive the crown of rejoicing.
你就可以得到这喜乐的冠冕。
Those of you who have taught the Bible and led little ones to Christ,
如果你用圣经的话语教导儿女，带他们到耶稣基督面前，
you will receive the crown of rejoicing.
你就可以得到这喜乐的冠冕。
Then there is the fifth and the last crown in the Bible.
圣经里提到的第五种，也是我今天要讲的最后一种冠冕是，
and it is the crown of glory.
荣耀的冠冕。
This crown is for all who faithfully and truthfully taught the word of God.
这种冠冕是为那些按照正义分解圣经真道的人存留的。
This crown is not for the slick and the clever speakers.
不是那些牙尖嘴利的演说家。
This crown is not for the self-seeking and self-promoting teachers.
也不是那些自我吹捧的教师。
This crown is not for the ones who enforced their own ideas and philosophies.
更不是那些强行推销自己的主义和哲学之人。
But this crown is for those who faithfully and honestly and truthfully taught the word of God.
这冠冕乃是为那些忠诚的教导神话语的人所预备的。
Whether they taught it to children or to youth or to adults, it makes no difference.
无论是教导儿童、青年或成年人，都同样的认真谨慎。
Listen to what Peter said about this crown in 1 Peter 5:4.
彼得在彼得前书五章四节谈到这种冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必定得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Shepherding with the word of God is the nearest and the dearest to the heart of the great shepherd.
用神的话语牧养群羊，是最能讨神喜悦得神称赞的一件事情。
Feeding the flock upon the word of God is the dearest and the nearest to the heart of the great shepherd.
用神的话语喂养群羊是最体贴神心意的行动。
Expounding the word of God accurately is dearest and nearest to the heart of the great shepherd.
准确无误地解释圣经也最能讨神的喜悦。
And that is why James warns very strongly those who seek to be teachers and preachers of the word of God.
因此，雅各很严厉地提醒那些教导圣经的老师和传道人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God will judge the teachers and the preachers far more severely and strictly than others in the church.
因为神对做老师的和传道人的审判要比教会中其他信徒严格的多。
By the same token, those who do faithfully expound the word will receive the crown of glory.
同样的道理，那些忠心宣讲神话语的人，也将有荣耀的冠冕赐给他们。
Here are the five crowns.
这就是我们所说的五种冠冕。
Now, my friend, I come to you about the surprise that I told you about regarding these five crowns.
亲爱的朋友，现在我就要告诉你关于这五种冠冕令你感到惊讶的事。
Listen to Revelation 3:11.
请听启示录三章十一节。
I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown.
我必快来。你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
What does Jesus mean by this?
主耶稣在这里所说的是什么意思呢？
It means that while a believer can never lose his or her salvation,
就是说，虽然信徒不会失去救恩，
believer can lose his or her crown,
但是他可能会失去冠冕。
A believer can lose his or her reward.
他可能会失去奖赏。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，我请问你。
What can rob you of your crown?
什么事情能夺去你的冠冕呢?
Lack of loyalty to Jesus can rob you of your crown.
对耶稣不忠诚就会使你丢掉冠冕。
Not being steadfast in the times of testing can rob you of your crown.
在试炼中摇摆不定会使你失去冠冕。
Compromising your convictions can rob you of your crown.
与世俗妥协就会夺去你的冠冕。
Drifting on the sea of doubt can rob you of your crown.
信心不坚定也会让你丢掉冠冕。
Losing your moral compass can rob you of your crown.
不坚守道德标准也可以让你失去冠冕。
My listening friend, please listen very carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，结束前请仔细听我说。
And this is the surprise that I told you about.
也就是我所要说的令你惊奇的事。
In Revelation chapter 4 verse 10,
在启示录四章十节，
Revelation 4:10 tells us what we will do with these crowns.
启示录四章十节告诉我们将要怎样对待这些冠冕。
Probably some of you were sitting there listening to me talking about the five crowns and thought, I'd like to get one of these crowns.
刚才听我讲这五种冠冕，也许有人很想得到其中的一种。
But let me tell you what these crowns are for.
但让我来告诉你这些冠冕有什么用。
These crowns are not given to us so that we can wear them and brag and boast and say, look at me.
这些冠冕不是让我们拿来戴在自己头上，然后自高气扬地对人说，看我多光彩呀。
These crowns are not given to us so we can brag about them and say, look at how many I've got.
这些冠冕也不是让我们用来对人吹嘘说，看我得到了这么多呀。
But they are given to us so that we may present them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些冠冕乃是要献给主耶稣基督的。
Whatever crowns we may receive in heaven,
将来在天上，无论我们得到哪些冠冕，
out of being overwhelmed with gratitude to Jesus, we will want to place these crowns at his feet.
我们都会满怀感恩的甘心乐意地把这些冠冕放在主的脚前。
But the question, my friend, is this.
但我亲爱的朋友，问题是，
Will you have a crown to place at the feet of Jesus?
你有冠冕放在主耶稣的脚前吗？
Or will you come to him empty-handed on that day, unable to offer him anything?
或者你打算两手空空去朝见主呢？
Only you can answer that question.
只有你才能够回答这个问题。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
非常感谢您的收听。哦，原来说冠冕不只是一种公义的冠冕，还有其他四种冠冕。亲爱的听众朋友们，你有没有想要赢得所有的冠冕呢？我们在这个竞争激烈的社会，想要赢得一席之地，想要赢得别人的赞赏，想要收集很多很多的证书和奖牌来证明自己之前所付出的努力。可是天国的冠冕，有谁真的用心去争取呢？在这个世界上，我们人类所颁发的奖杯、奖牌、证书都会毁坏，人的赞美也会消失，我们所做的好事情也会被人遗忘。但是在天国里，那冠冕是永远长存，因为天国是承载永恒美好的地方。最后，我们的冠冕是为了献给神，因为他是万王之王，万主之主，一切的荣耀因他而出，一切的赞美也该归于他。那加油吧，属灵的道路上的枪声已经响起了，让我们勇往直前，跑向终点，赢取那永远长存的冠冕吧。那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了， 再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。
小的梦想能成就大事，只要仰望天父的力量。小小的梦想能改变世界，带来明天的盼望。
小小的梦想能改变。